Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst. My guest today is Alexander Piles of the Daily Record, soon to be on the desk, an editor at the Baltimore Sun. Am I correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Good. Today, we want to talk to you a little bit about a story that you had recently about some members of the House of Delegates and the State Senate who've thrown up a little bit of a cautionary flag about the red line. Bring us up to date on that.
So members of the 46th Legislative District, which is southeast Baltimore roughly, have serious concerns about this light rail red line that's supposed to run from Woodlawn to Johns Hopkins Bayview in East Baltimore. It's a plan that's been around for more than a decade, really. As the years have gone on, as these things tend to do, the project has become significantly more expensive by about $1 billion in the last several years. So these legislators, led by State Senator Bill Ferguson, who's been skeptical but supportive of transit. They're all supportive of transit but skeptical of the actual red line is what they say.
They don't like the trolley car going down the middle of the street, right? Isn't that basically it?
They're not thrilled with the idea of it of the red line, which as it's designed going down the center of Boston Street in Canton, which is a pretty popular Baltimore neighborhood. But they also say that and there's some backing to this, transit-oriented development, which is what some state officials and local officials hope will happen with the red line, is needed in other places. So they say they have serious concerns, but a lot of that is coming from their constituents who, frankly, don't want a light rail going down the middle of their waterfront street.
Some state officials, as you have reported, and I've heard this talk as well, we're at a point where any, maybe not even a major roadblock, is something that they're worried about because they need to get through this year so that they look like they can manage the money that a considerable amount of money, right? It's $2.6 billion or something like that?
Exactly. It's $2.6 billion, and the state needs about $900 million of federal money in order to build this thing. Keep in mind the red line is competing against the purple line in suburban Washington, D.C. You know, that would be in Prince George's County and Montgomery County. The fear among some, not just folks in Baltimore, but transit advocates overall in the state, although it's fairly kept quiet, is that the purple line is the better project. More ridership, there are fewer concerns about it in some ways, and so there is a concern that the purple line will receive money, the red line won't, and Baltimore will be left without any transit solution.
And the purple line is going to attract some public-private partnership probably, and the one in Baltimore may not because of the uncertainties of the cost of the tunneling that has to happen.
That's right. I mean, tunnels are very risky to build. They're very expensive to build. There's nothing like that in the Purple Line. In some ways, it's a more simple project. Baltimore, the infrastructure here is very old. I mean, you don't know what you're going to find when you start digging underground to build this actual tunnel. It could end up being a problem. There's some concerns about a stop that would be in Harbor East. There's concerns about dividing Canton and some West Side communities, and we're just working through that right now.
People that developed Harbor East are not apparently unhappy about having a stop there. But I've also heard that there's an alternative stop that's just a little bit to the left geographically. What would that be? A little to the north.
Right. And I think what you'll end up seeing, rather than a total overhaul of this plan, it's 10 years in the making. It's very expensive. There's already millions upon millions of dollars of state money invested in it. I think what you'll see is perhaps tweaks to the plan rather than a total overhaul.
We'll see what happens. Alexander, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Alexander Piles, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.